Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to another edition of the 615 Sessions podcast. I hope you guys are having a great week so far. Titans got some great work on the field this week against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and we were out there to witness a lot of it. Talked to a lot of different folks throughout the course of the week, and some of those conversations you're going to hear right here. With the preseason game on a Saturday, we thought it best to give you a little bit of a taste of some of the conversations that we've been having at training camp. So today you're going to hear portions of interviews that I've done with Robert Woods, Roger McCreary, Taylor Lewan, and Mike Keith, since he's going to be on the call, the voice of the Titans, on Saturday when the Titans play their first home game of the season. We're going to get into that, and I'll give you some additional observations. But first, I'm going to tell you about Two Rivers Ford. Two Rivers Ford is the best. You know this. They're the best for a variety of reasons. They're the best because everything feels like it's harder to do these days, except buying a vehicle at Two Rivers Ford. No matter how you like to shop, Two Rivers is always there to make it happen. If you know exactly what kind of Ford you want, Two Rivers Ford will custom order it for you and deliver it when it gets manufactured. Or if you have an idea of what exactly you're looking for, but you're not quite sure, you can reach out to their non-commissioned sales team and they'll stay on the lookout for you and contact you when a vehicle that might work arrives in stock. And don't forget, Two Rivers Ford always sells below MSRP on all new non-specialty vehicles. So you can rest assured you're getting the best price. When it comes to finding a vehicle, call Two Rivers Ford and let them do the work for you. The dealership in Mount Juliet or online at tworiversford.com. Put Two Rivers Ford on your team today. Okay, so with the practices, you're going to hear Mike Keith and me get into it a little bit. But before this preseason game, I want you to keep a couple of things in mind. One, right tackle, very much up for grabs. I don't think Dylan Radins is anywhere close to being ready to start. Now, if you want to hear more about that specifically, that was very much the focus of what we did this week on the install with Greg Cosell. The Dylan Radins, Nick Petitfrere stuff, going to be a big storyline in the middle of this preseason game. And as we continue into camp before these roster decisions, the more difficult ones start to get made. The second one that we didn't cover in any of the conversations that we had at training camp or with Greg just yet is the punting situation. Not insignificant at all that Ryan Stonehouse, the rookie undrafted free agent, has been taking some reps holding the kicks for Randy Bullock on field goals. Now, there was one day where Randy missed three kicks, all within 40 to 49 yards. Not an ideal situation. Stonehouse was the holder on that first day. And in the second day, it was a much cleaner look. By some accounts, 9 of 10. By some accounts, 8 of 10. There are varying reports about Randy Bullock's second day. But with Brett Kern being one of the most notable punters in the league right now, worth keeping an eye on as far as that goes. So you're going to hear a bunch of conversations. We'll start with Robert Woods and end with Mike Keith. Yeah.
Doing well, man. Thanks for having me. A great working day out here today in Titans camp. Feeling good, getting better each day.
Excellent. So for the offense, you know, maybe not necessarily as crisp as you might have wanted it to look collectively, and that not just the first team, but on down the line. What are kind of the corrections that you saw after you go through team drill, after you go through 2 minute and things like that, that you kind of wanted to hone in on today, or that you guys will after the fact?
Yeah, I think today was a great camp day. It was wins on both sides of the ball. It seemed very competitive. Everything was contested on offense or defense. Guys making plays all around, and that's what you want on the training camp day. Guys picking up the intensity, making plays, whether it's downfield, even in the run game. But this is what you want. You want a competitive camp. guys competing, making the rep, challenging each and every time.
Oh, it's about to get a lot more real here on Wednesday and Thursday when you guys have actual, you know, opponents to go against rather than facing each other on a regular basis and kind of getting a little bit of a fresh look against NFL starting caliber offenses and defensive special teams as well. For you, having been through these things a variety of different times, what is kind of the focus on that work specifically?
For the starters, this is the closest we're going to get, it seems like, to a game rep. And I know when guys coming in from other teams, this is their chance to try to make their team and leave an impression on two teams now. So guys are coming in here playing with very high intensity all around the ball. So I love when you bring these joint practices in. It feels like the closest thing to a game. Referees are a little bit more lenient, a lot more talking going on.
Will they give you the phantom PI like Vrabel does?
Oh, no, no. I mean, it'll be talking back and forth. That's the only call you're going to get. But like I said, it's fun. It's football. It's like you were when you're playing a kid, just going out there and competing, getting to talk trash and make plays and get to do it again.
Titans wide receiver Robert Woods hanging out with us all after their practice has concluded, wrapping up for the day, at least the on-field portion. I'm sure there's much more work to be done.
We're just getting started. It's still early.
So I think the audience doesn't necessarily have a concept or an idea of what that may look like, because I think they know that you guys go through practice. They know that there's a certain amount of time that you're allotted to. But kind of what does the rest of the day look like just from your day-to-day?
Yeah, I know a lot of people think football players is just, oh, you just practice for 2 hours and then you're free.
That's right.
Man, it's truly like professionalism that comes with this. You got to be here early. You're starting in the weight room, breaking down film for the practice, in our first meeting, getting ready to take the field, warm up, warm your bodies, run through it mentally, get out here, go 2 hours, get an hour and a half, break, rest, and you're right into meetings watching that film for a few hours, and then you go into film preparation for the next day. Then you're off, and when you're at home, you're planning for that next day mentally, getting ready again, making sure your body's right. And making sure you well rested to do it again and do it again.
That's not something that just comes naturally. Like, that is so regimented. And that's, you know, I mean, that's such a big part of your guys' lives anyway, from whatever level of football you started playing onto the professional level that you've made it to now, and obviously successfully through about the course of the last decade of your career. Who kind of instilled that process in you? Because I know you've been working with Rob Moore long before you got here to Tennessee, but as far as kind of influences on you that way, who kind of taught you what that process was going to look like? Because that's something that is well regarded about you. You know, I know that it's uncomfortable to talk about yourself in those kind of ways, but that's something that I think people really draw on when they talk about you and the kind of approach that you take to your job.
Yeah, really, I would say always just wanted to be the guy to, you know, do extra study film, know your opponent, but really coming to LA and just getting in that offense, grasping a little bit more of the passing offense and really being able to, like, work your craft and hone your craft. You get an opportunity to really study other receivers, study yourself, and learn what works and know who you are as a player. And then you start watching the film, watching the defenses, and you know, like, how to expose the gaps in the zones in the defense, because it's something that you already went through on the practice field or went through mentally because you're constantly studying and stuff like that. So really just being able to – I guess be more involved in the passing game has just brought that attention to detail out.
To have Roger McCreary, Titans corner, sit down with us here at the broadcast setup after training camp practice. What, number 14 is wrapped up? What's happening?
Hey there.
I appreciate you coming over. How was practice today?
It was great today. Finally seeing, like, the joint practice, just seeing in person and everything, and just finally playing in and everything is great. So I'm happy I had this experience today.
Yeah, because you didn't have the first preseason game for the reps, and now this is a new opportunity to go against different competition. Did you kind of get what you expected to out of it?
Oh, yes, most definitely. I mean, I didn't know exactly what I was, like, looking for. It's just something new other than just our normal offense. Just seeing another team competing against another team, seeing different skill sets and different receivers and everything. So I feel like it was great just to see another system going against that to see how can you play this different, because I play the same way against our receivers, so it's different to play against everybody else. And I feel like that was great today playing against them.
Right. So what were some of the kind of early impressions and then the in-practice corrections that you made? I know one-on-ones are different than team drill, because you have safety help and other defensive backs out there on the field to kind of you know, help you kind of contain things. But what were some of the corrections that you saw and that you adjusted to in real time?
Starting off with my press today.
Yeah,
starting off one-on-one, they just, like, understand receiver, what type of receiver they are, quick, fast. Them like more speed guy and all that stuff. So that when you get
They got a bunch of different dudes out.
Yeah, they got a bunch of different though. So I really liked it because I'm going to get each different one. And like you know, one on ones, you don't got no help or none. So that's just you playing man or just playing your technique and everything, understanding the receiver. And once you go into like the teams in 707, you got the help. That's when you got the communication, recognizing play for it happening and stuff. So just experiencing that and see how quarterback reads you and checking everything, you just getting that like experience from seeing with the other teams and receivers and stuff, and that really can help you a long way, and I've seen that from today.
Titans corner Roger McCreary hanging out with us on 104.5 The Zone. Practice has just wrapped up for the day. Players starting to trickle back into the facility because the work's not yet done. a little more of a work day yet to go. For you, Roger, you didn't miss a ton of time, but I'm certain nobody wants to miss any time when it comes to competition and things like this. For you, what was that kind of experience like? Because as a pro, you know, you're trying to earn your spot. You're trying to find as many different ways to help the football team as possible. And then, you know, through no circumstances of your own, you just have to get shelved for a couple of days there. What was that kind of like for you the first time?
You told me when I did it, like
started more off practice and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, it was like a little hard when I was in practice and stuff. Like seeing it from the outside, and I actually getting the reps of running or being in shape and everything. But, like, you just getting, like, the reps of, like, being a student of the game, learning more. So, more film time and stuff. That's how you replace being out on the field more. You got to be in more film. Got, like, focus on the stuff that you need to improve on and stuff just by watching the videos and stuff. And when you get back right back out there, you can't fall off. You got to, like, leave off where you came off of. So, I feel like that was my main focus, is not to, like, fall back off from how it was my rookie camp and everything, because I just got to keep improving no matter what. Just to have the defenses out, no matter what position they play me in. So that's just my mindset when I'm not pressing or nothing, just to get better, but being smarter as a player.
You guys are starting to layer levels of the install offensively, defensively, special teams, the whole thing, as we get further into camp. Has that been a smooth process for you? Have you noticed a few speed bumps that may make you think about something in ways that the initial install wasn't? How's it kind of been to kind of process all this new stuff?
I feel like certain stuff, like you're going to have a little speed bump in and everything, but if you have the players and the leaders around you, it won't be like a bump road. It will be smooth, like everything will go as planned because it's a system. Like they do it every year. So whenever I have problems with something through the installment or plays anything, I have guys like KB, David, all them guys to
KB's
help you.
KB's really good. Yeah, I mean, they're all really good. But
yeah, like they want to see you get better. They want to help you improve because they know you can help the team out and everything. They just want to set the standard high, and I just want to be there for them. I'm trying to, like, set the standard high and just help them no matter what.
Okay, before we get to Taylor Lewan and Mike Keith, a quick reminder that the 615 Sessions podcast is brought to you by Superbook Sports. It's the newest sports book app in the state of Tennessee, and you're going to love it when you download their clean and easy-to-use app, whether you're an Android person or you want to get it from the Apple Store. They'll match your first bet up to $1,000, whether it wins or loses, in the Superbook app. You can bet on preseason football. You can bet on regular season football. In fact, they got lines up for every single regular season game right now. You can bet on who the MVP is going to be, who's going to surprise in the SEC, who will win the title, so many different things in all major sports available to you at Superbook Sports. So check it out. Go to superbook.com for terms and conditions. And if you've got a gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Hi, this is Buck Rising here, back with the Buck Rising Show. We're sitting down here with Taylor. Here we go. How do we feel, Taylor? How do we feel the last 2 days?
Appreciate you having me on, Buck. Seriously, never listened once. But electrostatic to be here, man.
You better be so damn good at football this year, or I am going to lose my mind.
Well, it's been a good camp so far.
You look sharp.
Yeah, you know, but today, so for some reason, I was doing stupid things today. Like, you know, we're going to call it what it is. There's a couple situations I was doing stuff, and I'm like, what am I doing?
All right, so like help. So for people who don't understand the mechanics of what it is that you do for a living, kind of explain, as you know, we're not talking scheme here, but just technique-wise, what are you talking about?
Basically, if those of you wondering who I am, my name is Taylor Lewan, the left tackle of Tennessee Titans. I am a glorified security guard.
For who?
For Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry and company. But today, we came out yesterday. I think, you know, the Bucs, we obviously know how good of a team they are. Their defense is unbelievable. They're amazing in the run game. And so we knew we had our hands cut out for us. I think The first day, there was the first period went really well. The second period, not so well, and then we finished up in a 2-minute. I thought that guys really came along and kept the energy going, which is outstanding for our offense to kind of see the adversity and work through said adversity. And then today, what I was talking about for me, I'm not going to get into minor details. I just know that I got to be better than what I was today because this team's counting on me for a lot. Like you said, I don't want to make you look dumb. You know?
Oh, make me look dumb.
Well,
you haven't played a game yet.
When you look as dumb as I've looked as dumb as you can look sometimes, man, so it don't really hurt as bad anymore.
No, it's okay.
But I'll tell you what, man, this has been it's been a great camp, and I appreciate you saying it's been a strong start, but you know, I'm not a finished product yet, and so that's the thing. We keep striving for that, and hopefully by week one we are that finished product.
I don't give you compliments a lot, but you look like you're having fun. You look like you're enjoying yourself.
Well, I'm in shape, man, and that's the most important thing. The best way to get through camp is to be able to run for a long period of time without getting tired. So I've been doing that. The conditioning part is
– Are we doing an actual, like, football interview? What is happening?
Well,
here?
I don't know what you – yeah, this is your show. And so,
sure, but, like, this is so weird. Like, this is not how these dynamics typically go.
People are going to see 104.5 The Zone, the Buck Rising show, and they're going to be like, oh, my God. Who's on today? And they're going to be like, Taylor on the back. Who's Taylor on the back? Oh, that's the guy from Bustin' with the Boys. We should definitely listen because we have the best
followers
all the time.
Subscribe, rate, and review.
Subscribe and rate 5 stars. That was close, but no cigar there, Buck. But, yes, we're doing a real football interview.
Okay.
Especially when you come off the field, and literally I'm still in my pads right now. It's been a fun time. But why don't you go and ask me a question like a real interviewer does?
How big of a difference conditioning for you this year versus last year when you're coming through the ACL thing and you're focused on recovery and all these different things? It clearly feels like to me watching you it's made a difference.
Yeah, I think my headspace going into camp was to get my knee ready, get the strength of my knee ready, and make sure that my knee can fully flex and fully straighten and all the good things and run and cut. What I didn't really wasn't because of setbacks, I wasn't able to run until my wife's birthday is June 21st. I think 2 weeks later I ran.
Happy belated, Taylor.
Yeah. So I was literally the first week of July last year just starting to run on a field. Hey, we're going to do some striders for 40 yards. And I thought I'd be able to get in condition by then. Obviously, that wasn't the case. I was absolutely just gasping for air every single day. And so I knew that's been a weapon of mine for the last 9 years.
Conditioning.
Is being able to finish and go. And, I mean, I'm a fast twitch guy with good bend and a good understanding of the game. And so that coupled with conditioning, that's my recipe for success. And I just didn't have that main factor. That and just the mental fortitude of going through. I've never had a surgery before.
Welcome back to the show. We are always thrilled to be joined by the voice of the Titans, Mike Keith. Titans Radio on the call. Coverage will begin at 5 p.m. on Saturday with Titans countdown and the kickoff at 6 against Tampa. What's up, Mike?
Practice.
Yes.
Practice. We're talking about practice.
We're talking about practice.
We're literally talking about practice.
Sometimes it works.
Yes.
Did you learn anything that you didn't previously know about this football team watching 2 days against the Bucs?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I think in watching the Bucs too, they're a lot the same team. Obviously, Brady's not here. Mike Evans is not here. Russell Gage is not here. Several of their best players are not taking part. But in watching these guys work and how they go about it, there was a fracas right at the end of practice. But otherwise, it was clean. It was good work. I thought, you know, the Titans won some and the Bucs won some, and I'm sure there were a lot of corrections to be made. I did see some guys show some improvement. I thought Caleb Farley might have had his best day today in all of camp.
Our visibility is not great when, obviously, you know, it's lovely to see fans here, and when the Giants get in front of you, you have to kind of make sure that you're seeing what you think you saw. But I just see these long arms, Mike, on that Farley interception come up out of the visibility line and snatch this ball out of the air. And I thought for sure that was Caleb, and it's just something, especially coming off yesterday where Mike was asked about it, and he's like, yeah, on first glance, probably not his best day. I'm sure they saw more on tape, as we all did, kind of working through those individual drills. But he is such a fun player to watch, and it's good to see him stacking those days and learning how to play this position with more nuance.
When we see him do his thing, he can be a dominant player. There was about a 5-minute stretch where he made 3, maybe 4 plays that were dominant defensive back plays. Mm-hmm. And you're saying, that's it. That's why you drafted him. That's what you're looking for, batting a ball away in the end zone, cutting off a receiver to knock a pass down, intercepting a pass. those are the sorts of things that you're hoping he brings. And as his confidence grows, you feel like he'll be able to do more and more of that.